just can't get the image of Al's brother scrolling through the ceiling with a moose and a puke and then out and that, like, thanks for the invite. Like, that's his signature move.
That would be the ultimate.
That's a drag bunch.
Get back.
Yep.
The ultimate payback for a showing of disrespect.
If you had some sort of damage deposit that was forfeited, that's he won.
Mm-hmm. Comes out on top. He's up plus money because you're down.
Al's brother, Tom Cruise style.
You go in there and it's just roped off. There's a guy with a hazmat suit just going to work in there.
Yep.
See, I thought there would be a clue left behind.
Just did some damage.
There's a clue left behind because if it was the grappler, it would have been a piece of the maroon suit. Yeah, the purple suit or whatever.
Burgundy. To class it up, it's got to be considered burgundy.
It wasn't maroon?
I guess maroon is too
grappler,
basic.
Grappler, what color was that? Was it burgundy or maroon?
When I first got it, I was calling it maroon, but everyone I called it maroon in front of yelled at me and said it was burgundy. So we'll go
with burgundy. Like, what's the difference?
It was kind of like a Cabernet color, like a red wine color.
Well, yeah. Grappler, what were you looking for? Did you go into the suit place and say, I want a what suit? Like, fill in the blank.
I walked in there. I actually bought two suits in Montreal. And as soon as I walked in, the lady who was there, she took me for a ride. But she pretty much said, I have the suits for you. She put one sharp blue one on. It was great. Then put the burgundy one on, and I really liked it, too. So I ended up with both.
Was it on a mannequin, and you just said, give me that?
By the way, Hayes, he looked good.
No, we're not suggesting he didn't look good.
Yeah, it looked outstanding.
But only certain people can pull that off.
Well, and that was the funniest part about me buying a burgundy suit, is she told me the color, and I said, there's no way I'm going to buy this. But then I put it on, and
the rest
speaks for itself.
Well, Mrs. Grappler was there. And she seemed to be very fond of it.
Well, they were dancing up a storm, I'll tell you.
Man, I'll tell you what, we're going to be back up in Collingwood in 1 year. And you know what that's for.
I think you might be right about that. There was a lot of love.
Rappapalooza.
Well, that's the thing. You know how early on in a relationship, it's kind of slightly embarrassing. Like, it's just handsy. No,
Noodles, that was one of my favorite parts of the night, was you just, like, imitating Mrs. Grappler and I, and just, like, grabbing on to one of the posts, and I don't know what you did to it, but...
Well, there was, like, you know how in high school they got to put the balloon between you, because every time you get close, it's like a dry hump? That's what was going on there.
He was looking for a stairway to heaven, too, wasn't he?
Having the time of his life!
He's Sergio Dip.
Yeah, he was. He was Sergio Dip.
But the two of them were,
love was in the air.
They were enjoying themselves. Yeah. Good on them.
Like, everyone was having a good time. But you could tell the difference between, like, dating for a couple of months and been together for, like, 12 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll be at the next wedding and they'll be, like, just yelling at each other.
I can't believe you wore the burgundy suit. I told you not to wear that
exactly.
suit.
Exactly.
You're the one that took the dump in the bathroom and didn't flush it.
Well, it could be the grapple. I mean, he's been eerily quiet. He loves pointing at Al's brother.
He hasn't said a whole lot about that.
He's giving it the old Lloyd Christmas
point. Yeah, he's blaming over at Al's brother.
Yeah.
But
anyway, Duthie's coming on here in a moment. Roethlisberger done for the year. And you know what I picked up on? And this is just using one example. I know my brother-in-law is a diehard Steeler fan.
Yeah.
So I'm going to blow up his opinion and pretend it applies to the whole fan base.
Okay.
But I learned something that the sports community, we have so quickly become accustomed to tanking and accepting tanking.
So your brother-in-law wants everyone gone.
Lose every game, but this is how extreme it was.
For what, though? For who?
Well,
for the quarterback?
For Tagovailoa, but this is how extreme it was. I texted him. I'm like, I think that could be the end of Roethlisberger. We'll never see him again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tank for Tua. And he goes, no, I'd rather tank for Trevor Lawrence, which is next year. So he's like, tank this
year. The guy from Clemson?
Yeah. Oh, so he's like, tank 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row so you can get him.
And the Steelers are, they're not New England, but nobody is. But they're always in the mix.
Yeah.
And they've won multiple Super Bowls in the past 15 years. And Roethlisberger has given them an incredible run. And he goes down and it's like, forget it, lose every game for the next 2 years. Like, you just immediately embrace Tank Nation.
If he's not able to play this year, what do you think he's going to tip the scales at when they see him again?
Well, we might be having a scout the flag football community. Maybe Duthie's going to have a new gig.
There you go.
Here's James Duthie joining us. What are the chances the Pittsburgh Steelers call you up?
In my prime, I think I was close. I'm not going to lie. I know you guys make a joke of it, but I think I was maybe an inch and
15 pounds of muscle away.
Yeah.
I had everything else.
All the tools.
All the tools.
Okay.
They don't say that. They say five-tool player in baseball. They don't say it in football. I was a 12-tool player in football.
Every possible tool.
All the tools.
How was your, like, rooming situation over the weekend? Can you take us through your story at the wedding on Saturday night?
How did that go?
No, let me just say this. Duffy's not the idiot. The quizmaster is not the idiot. My buddy up in Collingwood is the idiot because he texts me the wrong address of the place. And these guys show up, and some guy answers the door in his underpants, and he's like, "What the hell?"
Have you guys told the story? Is this the first telling?
No, this is completely
the first time.
All right, just some context. O's a good guy. I'm very lazy. I did not book a room in time. I don't book things till the last second. And Jumi, O's wonderful bride, had, I guess, reserved some rooms at the Westin, where I'm sure you guys were. I didn't book in time. O said, "Hey, my buddy's got a place in town. Why don't you guys all stay there? You can stay there. Dryden can stay there. Mackenzie can stay there. Drager can stay there." I think there's like two beds, so I don't know how we were going to sleep.
No.
Mackenzie wanted no part of it. No part of it. And then in the end, he wanted no part of the wedding. Drager wanted no part of it. He grabbed the hotel. But the quiz master and I said, okay, we'll have a little bonding experience. And so I was almost there to Collingwood when the quizmaster phoned me and said, "Yeah, I'm at the house. It's not the guy doesn't know who I am. He doesn't know who Jeff O'Neill is. It's not a house." And he says, "Jeff told me no matter what you do, don't bug me if anything goes wrong. So I got a room at the Comfort Inn, and I booked one for you as well." And so I said, "Okay." So we Comfort Inn. Now, I couldn't resist texting Jeff and saying, "Hey, just so you know, that place you got us, it doesn't exist."
So what happened there? Like buddy? So
it was not O's fault at all. Okay. The guy came up to me right at the wedding. O's friend, who, by the way, kind of looks like O. That was my first thing. Kind of looks like your lost brother. Is he's got an O look to him. What's his name?
Shuey.
Shuey yeah. Kind of looks like O. Yeah. So Shuey comes up and says, "Yeah, it was my fault. I put a 2 instead of a 3 on the address, and all hell broke loose." And
I'm really glad, by the way, I paid for that place for the Friday night, too, and nobody stayed there. Like, no.
No, so, but you had somebody there that night. I was going to go because the Comfort Inn, you know, offense, I hope they're not a sponsor, but, you know, it's not really up to Jimmy's standards. And we got the very last room at the Comfort Inn, so, you know, the one that has, like, the sort of...
no window?
It's got the funky shower, which is, I think, accessible for disabled people, and it was... it was fine, you know, the carpet was a little, there'd been issues, a lot of stuff had happened on that carpet, but I had a comfortable evening with my bride.
Well, the Comfort Inn was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
There was a vicious rumor going around too, James, like there was an incident apparently. I don't know if you heard the opening of our show where O said that there was a crime scene in the bathroom.
Yeah. I had to go back the next morning and somebody...
At the venue?
Yes.
Yes.
Or at the condo that I was supposed to stay at, or at the venue?
At the venue, somebody went into the bathroom and did something that they should be arrested for.
He said a barnyard animal backed its way in there, took a moose, and then puked on it.
Yeah. Last time I checked, there wasn't a hippo in there.
I think, you know, I'm going to put that on Shuey as well.
He might as well take every bullet at this point.
He did it.
Now, yeah. I will say this. I think that when you order McDonald's for a drunken crew at midnight, you know, somebody's pelting down 4 fries and 3 burgers, there's a chance that's going to happen.
By the way, those things disappeared.
Oh, like, the vultures were out. The vultures were
out. I hadn't had a McDonald's fry, no offense to McDonald's if you're a TSN sponsor, in a long time. They were wet. They're very wet. They're moist. I don't know if they'd been sitting in the bag too long. I resisted on the cheeseburger, which is a shame.
No, I didn't.
I had the nuggies.
I went across the board.
You did everything?
I did multiple drive-bys.
Were there quarter pounders with cheese? Because that used to be my favorite.
No, those weren't there. Those were not available.
Was a cheeseburger, a nugget, and a fry situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a nice touch. I really actually enjoyed it, but I didn't do it. But my wife, who is the healthiest person in the world, had a bag of fries, and I thought that was kind of crazy.
Okay.
She was loaded.
It was good.
She
was 6 glasses of wine in.
So well, everyone
she was like wolfing down the fries.
Yeah.
She's like a vegetarian who doesn't eat junk food. And she's like, "Give me more fries. I'm going back to my Comfort Inn. I want some more fries at the Comfort Inn."
Yeah, she really rednecked it up for that night.
Oh, you got it.
Awesome.
With James
it was very
Duffy.
Nice. It was a nice crowd. You know, it was an intimate little setting. got to spend some quality time. I don't know if you guys have discussed this, though. The only thing I've had to answer from three or four different people who, you know, were on Instagram and, you know, creeping the wedding was that everybody believes that O married Steph. So Steph, Noodle's lovely bride, a producer of radio and big wig at TSN, she posted a photo, I think, that had all of us. But she happened to be next to O in the photo, and I don't know that there were any other ladies. It was kind of the TSN photo. And so
Works at TSN.
Yeah, so I'm in. A couple of people texted me and said, first of all, hey, O's wife, new wife is hot. And so you can take that as a compliment, Steph and Noodles. then I'm in the makeup chair this morning because I'm taping Bob's draft show, and the makeup girl whispers to me, like, so what happened? Because it seems like O married a girl that was married to one of your other commentators. So how did he take her? What's the gossip? And I said, yeah, it was really ugly. They're on the same show together.
Yeah.
And Owen Hurst started having an affair, and then they got married.
Yeah. Let's start that rumor.
Yeah, I just thought I'd perpetuate
it.
It's a good rumor, too, because somebody sent me a note last week saying, why does O'Neill never look at you, Noodles? There's like a...
Well, that's
are you
why,
guys
because
in a rift?
He's married your ex-wife.
Let's perpetuate that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We sit beside each other every day.
It's like those two must hate each other. They never look at each other. I'm like, what?
Well, now you know the reasoning.
Yeah, now you know the reasoning.
Well, welcome to my world on television. I mean, your show's on television now, too. Like, people started texting me like, Yuru, every time I make a stupid joke, which is about every segment we do, O makes a face of how horrible the joke is. And I get people shoot it, you know, they replay it on their TV and shoot it with their camera and tweet it out, O's faces every time I make a bad joke, which is often.
Well,
we'll leave it there.
Exactly.
More great Leafs insight here on the Insider Segment.
Yeah. Next time you're on, we'll get your take on Marner on the RFAs. Good chat with you, buddy, as always.
Well, thank us. Thank me and O for giving you guys a short show tomorrow, all right?
Oh, that's right. Is that on TSN tomorrow night?
Well, we do a little 5:30.
We got that game on radio?
We got it on radio, too. Yeah, we're out here at 5:30.
Yeah, but you're on the panel. Aren't you on the panel at 5:30?
Game will be over by 8:30.
Yeah.
That's great.
That'd be great.
Yeah, hockey's back officially, so we'll catch you on the panel tomorrow night.
Okay, boys.
All right, buddy. James Duffy.